Ken Irie represents the Salt Lake Valley suburb of West Jordan. He's also head of a political nonprofit called the American Lands Council. Its goal is to get the federal government to relinquish control of most federal lands to the states. Irie's ideas are getting national exposure because of rancher Clive Bundy's fight over federal lands in Nevada. Irie's group sponsored a meeting at the state capitol last week with leaders from 9 western states. Irie spoke to reporters afterwards.
What we're seeing throughout these lands is that they're ungovernable for the protection of our people, for the health and the safety and the welfare, the ability to educate our children, take care of sick people and poor people and roads and public safety, because so much of this land is being controlled by a federal government that simply does not have the resources and the reach and the ability to manage effectively.
Irie has made Utah the leading state in the land transfer movement. He's persuaded the state legislature to pass a bill demanding the federal government turn over 30 million acres it manages in Utah. His nonprofit is recruiting new members and raising money. On Monday, Irie promoted the land transfer concept on Fox & Friends and on Glenn Beck's radio show. Tim Wagner is part of the National Sierra Club's campaign to protect public lands. He says Irie is sending a mixed message.
It's about as wacky an idea as you can possibly get. Their whole mantra is basically built around this idea that everything should be privatized, including public lands, including public education, and there's nothing left for the public trust.
Wagner points out that Irie is part of the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC is an exclusive think tank that allows lawmakers to work shoulder to shoulder with companies to develop model legislation on public policy. Judy Fays, KUER News.